This morning, I am going to do the prayer a little different. John Wesley once told us to ask the question, am I enjoying prayer? Am I enjoying prayer? Or is it something sometimes we just feel that we need to do or have to do, or it's our duty, or somehow we're not Christian if we don't? Or do we really enjoy it and want to be with God in prayer? You know, most of us will pray that God will do something to us or for us, but God also wants to do something in us and through us. And so today I am going to begin a few sentences of prayer, and then I'm going to stop because I'm going to let you finish them in your own private time. You'll see this as we go along. I'll say something and just kind of stop the sentence and ask you to continue to pray in your mind and your head to the Lord as we seek to enjoy prayer. And so let us pray. O generous and bountiful God, thank you for the gift of another day. You have given me so much: family, friends, health, home. But now, Lord, I want to thank you for the things I sometimes forget to thank you for, or those things I take for granted. And so thank you for O loving God, you ask us to love you with all of our heart and soul and mind. And I try to do that by my worship and by the way I live. But just as I tell others why I love them, so Lord, let me now tell you why I love you. I love you because merciful God, no thoughts or actions are ever hidden from you. And so I want to confess my frailties and failures, things like my complaining, my indifference to the feelings of others. And so, Lord, hear my confessions to you now. O God and parent of all people, there are those who need your help and blessing this day, and I specifically pray for O God, who knows me better than I know myself, I bring to you the desires and concerns of my heart. I pray that my desires would be your desires for my life, and that my concerns would be eased by my faith and trust in you. And so, Lord, in my life right now, I need Lord, I pray not just that you will do something to me or for me, but that you will do something through me and in me. And so I come in silence to listen to your word to me. O Lord, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen.